Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. And welcome to yet another edition of Astrological Metaphysical Radio. I love these Scorpio transits. Whoa. If people don't believe in astrology, no problem. Sun and Mercury are both creeping on my moon. And that's why I'm going to spend the next couple of days centering and detoxing and grounding myself in the High Sierras. But at least the Astrology Hour continues. We have some excellent shows coming up for you on Exaltation, Fall, Rulership, and Detriment tomorrow, and also on the Ascendant and Ascendant Compatibility, the Rising Sign, on Friday. So you want to stay tuned. What do you think of these transits, huh? I'll tell you, man, I don't like Cancer transits. I don't like Capricorn transits. I don't like Cardinal transits, period. The sign of Cancer, the focus of Cancer, is so weird when it's stressed out. If you've ever known a Cancer to be upset or worried or nervous or stressed out, Cancer rules the stomach. And I'm sure that antacid sales right now are skyrocketing, because there are just way too many planets in Capricorn. Let's face it, we got Venus, Uranus, Saturn, and Neptune. We got Jupiter in Cancer, and the moon headed for Aries, of course. And things are getting too intense. Let's talk about the epitomization of Cancer energy today in today's show, because today's topic is called Letting Go, It Ain't No Big Thing, okay? Because the epitomization of Cancer, because it's right next to the sign of Gemini, which is the sign that controls nervousness. The sign of Cancer, and also the nervous system, the sign of Cancer controls emotions, feelings, and also worries, and also memories as far as the past and even past lives. All right. So whenever we have Cancer transits of any kind, our cardinal transits, like planets in Aries, our Libra, our Capricorn, that are triggering this Cancer energy, and with Scorpio energy going on at the same time also, there's way too much cardinal activity and there's way too much water activity. Well, what happens? We find everyone's sensitivity level, everywhere you go, is very high right now. We also find that people are feeling vulnerable. Why do people worry? A lot of times people worry because they don't want to experience failure. Because Cancer is the polar opposite to the energy of Capricorn, which is the sign of success. We find Cancer energy worrying because they fear negativity, problems, heartache, heartbreak, emotionalism that can be painful. So during this time, during this period of the year in 1989, especially with the wobble going on, which doesn't help things any, and then we get an occasional void course moon every couple of days, we do find worry factors, worry vibrations, and worry situations, and overall emotionalism to be at an all-time high for about a 12-month period. Now we're talking about a lot of picking going on out there, a lot of picking at people, okay, a lot of emotional competition. We're also finding a lot of worrying over little things, over ridiculous things. A lot of people that have accumulated a great empire, a great deal of assets, or a nice job, or maybe people that don't have a job, are worrying about it right now. Because the Cancer energy, what it does is it goes right to your gut. You see, the stomach chakra, which is the chakra that is, of course, right on top of the stomach, and also the stomach and the stomach chakra are most aligned to feelings for ourselves. And that means that if we are frightened, are scared, are worried that something bad will happen to ourselves, even though something bad has not yet happened, the epitomization of the Cancer syndrome factor energy is that we are worried that we will end up or turn into a situation where what we see on TV, there's always these people out here that no matter how much they have, no matter how good their life is going, no matter how much money they have in the bank, they always worry about being unemployed, without any money, being on the street, a bag man or a bag lady, having no food, having no clothing, not being able to pay insurance, having an accident where you're not covered, or getting involved with an uninsured motorist, you're not covered. There are so many things to worry about in this future shock sort of environment we live in here in the United States in the 80s and the 90s, that whenever we have this type of aspect, and this is going to last a long time, I have to remind myself, one of the reasons why I'm taking a couple days off is because my chart is so loaded with cardinals that as spiritual as I like to hope I am, and like to try to be, and as much as I like to try to meditate and center and ground, if you continue a daily routine without somehow adjusting the energy emotionally, without somehow being able to break the buildup of stress and nervousness and emotionalism and sensitivity, well, what happens? Well, the machine breaks down. And oftentimes, we are warned by symptoms in the body, in the chakra systems, in the spirit, in the mind, in the emotionalism. What I find is I find that during these times is a lot of people are picking on everybody negatively, or because Libra is also a cardinal planet, right? We find a lot of people trying to manipulate and con and charm other people into situations they don't want to be in. So Libras and Libra factor people are undergoing this stress transit. Also, Aries factor people that are automatically sometimes more childlike, sometimes more focused on the self, more focused on their needs. But when I talk about cardinal factor people, I'm talking about the four signs: Aries, which is the fire cardinal, Cancer, which is the water cardinal, Capricorn, which is the earth cardinal, and Libra, which is the air cardinal. You take one sign from each element, fire, earth, air, and water, and the cardinal signs are the go-getters, they are the initiators, they are the pioneers, the volunteers, the freight train to hell, as we call it. And you don't have to just have your sun sign in Aries, Cancer, Libra, or Capricorn. You can have any planet in these groupings, any planet at all, in Libra, in Aries, in Cancer, or Capricorn. You might want to score your chart. I've got 3 Libra and 1 Cancer, so I'm there. You know, bingo, I'm there. So my freight train to hell factors are lit up. You know, I've been listening to my show lately going, God, Farley, you're really down. You're stressed. You're uncentered. You're worried the mail's dropping. You're worried about that. You're worried you're going to go off the air. You know what? My show right now would probably do better on tape than I would do live, because it's hard for me to hide my transits on the air. So a lot of people listen, they go, well, I better not send away to this guy because he doesn't sound too balanced himself right now. He's supposed to be coming from a position of somehow reaching a state of balance in his life. But it's tough during these freight train to hell transits where everything seems to be an issue. Little things are made into big things. And it's funny, on the way in, when I got this topic, I was listening to another station, and I was listening to this song called It Ain't No Big Thing. And I was also reminded of a saying in Vietnam during the war, with friends and buddies being killed left and right. To get over that stress, they used to always say, don't mean nothing. And if you ever saw the movie Hamburger Hill or Platoon Leader, any of these Vietnam War movies, they always use that. Don't mean a thing. Don't mean nothing. To try to put it on the back burner. But that's really no way to deal with it either, because you can't shelve your problems. See, eventually you're going to have to face up to them. See, the mistake a lot of people make is, sure, you can meditate on things like it don't mean nothing, it ain't no big thing, it's not important, I don't care. A lot of people run off and get stoned or drunk or wasted on some self-destructive behavior. But the problem is, and the point is, that you have to learn to deal with your life, face it, and process it. And sometimes we are so distracted by little things, like routines, like we talk about all the time on this show. Just like cooking and cleaning and watching TV and going shopping. We're so busy taking care of the basics that when can we ever sit down with ourselves with a pencil and a paper or a meditation couch or whatever and focus on these problems and try to discover or try to resolve something, finding resolution some way, somehow. I often say, if the machine don't work, then get rid of it, right? Which means that I look at my life a couple months ago. I had a lot of different people in my life. I had a lot of different priorities going on. The people that were around me were a lot more low-key, a lot more mellow, and so was I. Suddenly I find things have changed. And it's almost like since the summer, things have gotten a lot more emotional, a lot more sensitive, a lot more trivial, a lot more intense. My responsibilities have gone up. My worries have gone up. And here come the cardinal transits. Here come the freight train to hell. Everybody wants something from me all of a sudden. Farley, can I borrow this? Can I borrow that? Can I use this? Can you lend me some money? Can you do this? How about that? And I'm not the only one. Oh, no. When I sit here and do these topics on the radio, I do this from a place where I am aware that many of you are all being hit by this. Whereas some of you might maybe just be trying to fight to make the rent. A lot of you may be trying to fight to make that $2,000 mortgage or that $3,000 or $4,000 income tax prepayment that the government wants you to make 3-4 times a year. Now, whether you have money or not, whether you are successful And powerful and independent or not, these times right now are pressure cooker experiences. And that's why a lot of people don't have anything to go on. Now, I'm happy because I have my transits. You know, as part of today's show, I have my advanced transits with me, and I'm going to read to you some of the things that are going on so you can become aware of Farley Malaris's personal karma. But at the same time, I still am aware that when these heavy cardinal transits are going on, and we're talking about the two largest planets, Jupiter and Saturn, being opposite each other and staying that way, whether they both go retrograde or not, Jupiter around 10 Cancer, Saturn around 10 Capricorn are going to be opposition each other for a good 9 months. And the world will never be the same again, as they say. It makes you wonder if individuals are going through this type of karmic thing. What are nations going through? What are individual cities going through? What are individual families going through? These are kind of like Fast Times at Ridgemont High. So I think during these transits, during these periods, what I try to do is instead of taking a weak and vulnerable position, if I notice somebody is trying to use or manipulate me, if I notice that someone is picking on me or trying to make me trivial or get me into situations of responsibility that I know I won't need, then what I will do is I will try to stand up to these people. You know, a lot of this cancer vibration, a lot of times cancer energy, and get this down straight, please. Cancer energy is just like the crab, really hard shell on the outward side. A lot of cancers come across in a Sylvester Stallone type of attitude, real tough on the outside. But inwards, it's really soft and gushy past that shell, let me tell you. And what happens when you pierce the crab shell? Well, it's been attacked. It's going to get pretty upset, right? So what we find now is we find a lot of people with cardinal factor planets, cancer factor, are going to stop being pushed around and shoved around and have people dictate their lives. That's why there's lots of explosive emotionalism going on with these transits. People that ordinarily are stable and centered and calm and balanced emotionally are extremely irritable, extremely touchy, extremely sensitive because they're tired of putting up with the gunk. So they attack. And you know, whereas I can come across as a real nice guy with a real nice disposition, if somebody calls me up at home and tries to get me to solve a problem that I can't solve because my producer, Karis, is supposed to solve it, then I might seem short with them because I know I can't do anything about it. She's got all the files. She's got all the orders, right? So I find myself being curt or short with people if I don't seem to have patience with them at this point. And I always use myself as a guinea pig on this show with these topics. I always say to myself that if it's happening to me because I know I'm strong and because I know I'm a lot more together and balanced than I've been in my life, then gosh, what the heck are other people going through that have cardinal planets? They gotta be freaking out. They got to. So I say, okay, let's do a topic on this issue and talk about it. See, for me, life was a lot different when the planets were all in Sagittarius. When Neptune and Uranus and Saturn were in Sagittarius, I was having a really great time. The water would roll off the duck's back, so to speak, because I'm a Leo, and Sagittarius happens to be one of my free zones in my chart. So even though Saturn would be there, everything in Sag was still trine my Leo planets. So I was one heaven of a happy camper at that point. Also, at the same time, when things started to get to late Sag, bingo, around 27, 28 Sag, those same planets, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune, all went opposition my Uranus and Gemini. And then they all started playing games opposition in Capricorn, right, to my Venus in Cancer. And, of course, now they're all squaring my Neptune and next my Mars in Libra. And also with Jupiter in Cancer on the other end, on top of my Venus and square my Neptune and Mars in Libra. Well, my chart's on fire from yesterday's show. And we take a look at this stuff. And like I say, the cardinal energy is busy. It's busy, it's stressful, it's responsible, it's acquisition-oriented, it is plan and goal and success-oriented. Let's face it, it takes this dimension next to the Earth signs very personal, very personal. When we pull away from Libra energy, Aquarius energy, I don't think takes that kind of personal interest into this dimension like Libra does. Libra is focused on relationships. And Aquarius is kind of like lifts off into higher levels, sometimes they daydream out of this dimension. And Libra wants focus. They want relationship. We take a look at some of the energy, like in the fire signs. Aries is really focused on the body and the look and the appearance and the weight and the hair and the face. And, you know, and Cancer is focused on the home and real estate and family and children and the mother, you know, and Capricorn's career and success. This cardinal energy is so third dimensional. Fixed energy is third dimensional too. Don't get me wrong. The Leo, the Aquarius, the Taurus, and the Scorpio can be just as bad, but they're not being set off for as long as the cardinal planets are. Shoot, I hate to tell you this, but Uranus and Neptune will both be in Capricorn another 5 or 6 years or so. Maybe more. So we're looking for lots of changes on a personal level here. And once again, you know, what are the key words here? Well, we need to keep processing emotions. We need to keep letting go of elements in our life that are not positive. We need to process trivia and petty matters that keep bothering us. Even if you meditate, sometimes if your routine is that intense, we are prevented from processing this energy like we should. And that's when the chakra system gets loaded up, we start getting aches and pains in the body, and that's when the health breaks down, the machine breaks down, that's when you can get yourself really sick. A big problem why a lot of people get some of these diseases is they keep loading their bodies up with poisons, with toxins, with drugs, with alcohol, with reckless lifestyle, and they're not allowing themselves the opportunity to take the spiritual vacation, which sometimes 2, 3, even 4 days, pulling completely out of the routine. Many of us have these feelings that something bad's going to happen when we leave, right? Like the pets are going to die, or that the home's going to be broken into, the car's going to be stolen. You know, we always, even when we're away on a spiritual vacation, we're still frightened because there's no one there to maintain what we've created. Well, it all goes without saying. The freight train to hell is just that. Because so many of us with the Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn factor in our charts are focused with obsessions of acquisition, property, materialism, money, power, responsibility. Hey, it must be totally against my spirit to have that much responsibility. Because when I start getting more and more materialistic responsibility, I ache. And the less responsibility I have, it seems like I'm sailing. I'm fine. I'm cool. This is really an important time, and, you know, I feel sorry for a lot of people that, number one, either don't know what to do about it, number two, don't have the time, or make an excuse. For whatever reason, some people call and say, Farley, every time I try to break away, things get worse. I can't help you, because everybody's got to do their own stuff. You know, I can't do your stuff for you. All I know is that if I try to do this show, and I let people know, for example, that we need a lot of mail, and we don't get the mail, well, if I don't break away soon and take some time off, then the show's going to be gone, I'm going to be gone, and whether we get mail or not, it's not going to much matter. So at that point, I got to take care of my own role, and hopefully by doing that, then maybe everybody will benefit for it. Let's face it. My cardinals are lit up. My fixed are lit up. My moon's being transited, and we're in the middle of a moon wobble. And, you know, it's like I used to go through this stuff before I knew about astrology, in looking back in my life, in my teens and my 20s and such, before I was into astrology, there were heavy cardinal transits and heavy fixed transits just like now during November. For some reason, I don't like November. My Uncle Herman died there. I think both of my grandmothers died in November. It's never, ever really been a good transit in my chart, historically. That's just the way my chart goes. Scorpio transits are too intense, they're too emotional, they're too sensitive, they're too trivial, they're too overwhelming. You know, that's why when people tell me I'm overwhelming, I understand, because I have a Scorpio moon and I am aware of the fact that I can offer a tidal wave of emotion onto any situation. But I do know one thing for sure, and no matter what is going on, it will pass. It will pass, whether it's your very life or whether it's this very planet, whatever. Eventually, time heals all, and that's the way it goes. And that's the mantra I like to use. It will pass. If you have problems, sit down with a piece of paper and a pencil and focus on them. Deal with them. If you have worries, If you have little trivial things that are bothering you, if you have real estate or joblessness, I see help wanted signs all over the place. If you're broke and you need a job, there are so many jobs right now in this city, it's unbelievable. Of course, albeit, you know, some of them are like at places like Penguins or little shoe shops or little restaurants or whatever. But hey, if I was broke and had no money, instead of worrying about it, I'd go to work. You know, I'd get that job, and that way I would stop focusing on some of the negative things that could happen, because that'll manifest. Now, these are really strange times astrologically. The best thing I can tell you is that I know it will pass, okay? And that is why I recommend you break your routine for a day or two or three or whatever, and do what you need to do to process some of this emotionalism that is compounded in case you, like me, feel it. Especially if your body's in pain and your chakra system is breaking down and you feel some of the stress compounded in your stomach or in your back or somewhere, then that means you need to rest and detox and re-energize that spirit, whatever it takes. If you're smart, and hopefully most of you are, you as an individual will know what is needed to reconfirm and to recharge that aura, that spirit, and that soul that dwells within the body. Letting Go on KFOX. I'm Farley Malaris. This is Astrological Metaphysical Radio. I was going to read you some of my forecasts. And I'm having a Uranus opposed Venus. It says, unexpected changes affect love, money, and the pursuit of happiness. People you care about may seem unpredictable, unreliable. Things you value may disappoint you. These experiences impel you to rethink your attachments to people, things, ideals, and values. Heavy. Pluto conjunct the moon. An irreversible change affects your home, family life, and people you care about now. You can't look back. Must go on. Things will never be the same again, Farley. Let go of the old. Start building a new reality. Remember, the beginning determines the outcome. The transits are interesting and very powerful. Let you know what you're going through.